Americans will pick their next president in 2020, which means the new year brings a renewed focus on Ohio. Voters here have picked the winning candidate in every presidential contest since 1960, and no Republican has ever won the White House without first winning Ohio. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports the question now is whether the state will hold that important status going forward.
There's a clear trend that's been developing across the country and in Ohio. According to Kyle Condick, an Ohio native who now edits the political website Sabato's Crystal Ball from the University of Virginia.
Generally speaking, white voters with a four-year college degree are generally trending more Democratic. White voters without a four-year college degree generally trending more Republican. So kind of those white working class voters. There are a lot of those kinds of voters in Ohio. We see the trends all over the state, particularly outside of the big metro areas that are kind of moving more Republican.
Condick is a former reporter and once worked for Democratic former Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray. Ohio election statistics expert Mike Dawson, who worked for Republican U.S. Senators George Voinovich and Mike DeWine, runs the website OhioElectionResults.com. Dawson says Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 8 points in Ohio in 2016, scoring big in rural areas with voters with less education.
It was really stunning to me just to look at from the 2016 to the 2012 election at people with a bachelor's degree or higher. I looked at subdivisions in the top six counties in the state, and in the top 50 educated subdivisions, Trump did worse in 49 of the 50, and he did significantly worse in many of them.
Dawson says in 38 counties, 43% of the state, Trump had the best performance of any Republican presidential candidate since 1980. And in 22 counties, Trump had the highest percentage of votes of any Republican presidential candidate since 1856. Most of those are in Appalachian, Ohio.
It used to be those counties in Appalachian, Ohio switched repeatedly because their economic lot in life was not improving, so they wanted to give the new person a chance. They are not switching back and forth now. They're staying solidly Republican and even becoming more Republican. So I'm not sure the economy is going to have as big an impact in this next election as it has in the past.
Condick agrees, saying it's a shift he's seeing in American politics.
People are voting more on kind of these big cultural issues, same-sex marriage, abortion rights, and then kind of harder to quantify kind of cultural issues like whether Colin Kaepernick kneels during the Pledge of Allegiance during an NFL game, you know, kind of issues of sort of patriotism and national identity. And I think what the president has done is made the Republican Party sort of more of the kind of populist cultural party, which it arguably was already, but I think Trump kind of hypercharged that sort of trend.
Ohio's electorate is older and whiter than in other states, which has suggested not only that Ohio is growing more Republican, but also that it could lose its status as a key presidential election swing state. But Democrats have touted gains since 2016 in suburban Ohio and have noted that in 2018, Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown won several counties that Trump won 2 years earlier. But Dawson says it still looks like a rough road for a Democrat to win Ohio.
My suspicion is that the race in 2000 and next year will be closer because I think Trump has come close to maxing out in those rural counties. Like I said, he did the best since 1856. I'm not sure he's hit the floor yet in the suburban county. So I think you'll see a closer race. I still think that all things being equal, Trump will win.
Condick agrees the path toward a Democratic victory is a hard one, but he says if it happens, it'll be a big win.
I think you'd probably expect Ohio to again vote probably significantly to the right of the nation again as it did in 2016. That doesn't necessarily mean the state is unwinnable for a Democrat, but I think that if a Democrat wins Ohio in 2020, that Democrat will probably be being elected in a relative landslide, you know, something like Obama 2008 when he won by about 7 points nationally.
Condick predicted in 2016 that if Trump won, Ohio would vote for him. And he said based on history and demographics, Trump would likely do better in Ohio than nationally. Trump won Ohio by 8 points and lost the national popular vote by 2 points, meaning in 2016, Ohio was 10 points more Republican than the rest of the country. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.